Where's number 20 Sawyer Road, sir?
Oh, that's down here. But there's a wall across, you see. So you'll have to go right round the town and come in the other way.
Well, I was certainly conscious of the fact that this really was a social kind of blasphemy.
I think it was an absolute disgrace to Oxford.
An absolute damn disgrace.
The barrier was erected to protect our interests. Although not snobs, we do not wish our estate to become a perfect bedlam.
Why should there be this barrier between us? It only means class distinction. And after all, it means that the children have to go right round the bypass to school, which is a dangerous road.
Selling the land to the private developer was the cause of all the problem, namely the Cutslow Wars. I think probably it was because they looked down on the people of Cutslow Estate as being inferior to them, bearing in mind that there were barriers up before the estate was built. Whether they thought that we were going to strip the place of all the wood and bricks and whatnot and bring them down to Cutslow, I don't know. But they did have wooden fences up before they actually put the walls up. And to allow us children to go to school, they had a wicket gate into the fence because it was about 6 or 7 feet high. They used to have a workman standing there each morning to let us through, and then again in the afternoon to let us back. But otherwise, that gate was kept locked.